Major Hendricks lit a second cigarette. The landscape depressed him. Nothing but ash and ruins. He seemed to be alone, the only living thing in the whole world. To the right, the ruins of a town rose up, a few walls and heaps of debris. He tossed the dead match away, increasing his pace. Suddenly he stopped, jerking up his gun, his body tense. For a minute it looked like... From behind the shell of a ruined building, a figure came, walking slowly toward him, walking hesitantly. Hendricks blinked. Stop! The boy stopped. Hendricks lowered his gun. The boy stood silently, looking at him. He was small, not very old, perhaps 8, but it was hard to tell. Most of the kids who remained were stunted. He wore a faded blue sweater, ragged with dirt, and short pants. His hair was long and matted, brown hair. It hung over his face and around his ears. He held something in his arms. "What's that you have?" Hendricks said sharply. The boy held it out. It was a toy, a bear, a teddy bear. The boy's eyes were large, but without expression. Hendricks relaxed. "I don't want it. Keep it." The boy hugged the bear again. "Where do you live?" Hendricks said.
"In there."
"The ruins?"
"Yes."
"Underground?"
"Yes."
"How many are there?"
How many?
"How many of you? How big's your settlement?" The boy did not answer. Hendricks frowned. "You're not all by yourself, are you?" The boy nodded. "How do you stay alive?"
"There's food."
"What kind of food?"
"Different."
Hendricks studied him. "How old are you?"
13.
It wasn't possible. Or was it? The boy was thin, stunted, and probably sterile. Radiation exposure, years straight. No wonder he was so small. His arms and legs were like pipe cleaners, knobby and thin. Hendricks touched the boy's arm. His skin was dry and rough, radiation skin. He bent down, looking into the boy's face. There was no expression. Big eyes, big and dark. "Are you blind?" Hendricks said.
"No, I can see some."
"How did you get away from the claws?"
"The claws?"
"The round things that run and burrow."
"I don't understand."
"Maybe there weren't any claws around. A lot of areas were free. They collected mostly around bunkers where there were people. The claws had been designed to sense warmth, warmth of living things." "You're lucky," Hendricks straightened up. "Well, which way are you going? Back there?"
"Can I come with you?"
"With me?" Hendricks folded his arms. "I'm going a long way, miles. I have to hurry." He looked at his watch. "I have to get there by nightfall."
"I want to come."
Hendricks fumbled in his pack. "It isn't worth it. Here." He tossed down the food cans he had with him. "You take these and go back, okay?" The boy said nothing. "I'll be coming back this way in a day or so. If you're around here when I come back, you can come along with me, all right?"
"I want to go with you now."
"It's a long walk."
"I can walk."
Hendricks shifted uneasily. It made too good a target, two people walking along, and the boy would slow him down. But he might not come back this way. And if the boy were really all alone, okay, come along. The boy fell in beside him. Hendricks strode along. The boy walked silently, clutching his teddy bear. "What's your name?" Hendricks said after a time.
"David Edward Turing."
"David, what happened to your mother and father?"
"They died."
"How?"
"In the blast."
"How long ago?"
6 years.
Hendricks slowed down. "You've been alone 6 years?"
"No, there were other people for a while. They went away."
"And you've been alone since?"
"Yes."
Hendricks glanced down. The boy was strange, saying very little. Withdrawn. But that was the way they were, the children who had survived. Quiet, stoic. A strange kind of fatalism gripped them. Nothing came as a surprise. They accepted anything that came along. There was no longer any normal, any natural course of things, moral or physical, for them to expect. Custom, habit, all the determining forces of learning were gone. Only brute experience remained. "Am I walking too fast?" Hendricks said.
"No."
"How did you happen to see me?"
"I was waiting."
"Waiting?" Hendricks was puzzled. "What were you waiting for?"
"To catch things."
"What kind of things?"
"Things to eat."
"Oh," Hendricks set his lips grimly.
A 13-year-old boy living on rats and gophers and half-rotten canned food. Down in a hole under the ruins of a town, with radiation pools and claws and Russian dive mines up above, coasting around in the sky.
"Where are we going?" David asked.
"To the Russian lines."
"Russian?"
"The enemy. The people who started the war. They dropped the first radiation bombs. They began all this." The boy nodded. His face showed no expression.
"I'm an American," Hendricks said. There was no comment.
On they went, the two of them, Hendricks walking a little ahead, David trailing behind him, hugging his dirty teddy bear against his chest.